As the world awaits their return, Sirius XM Sports is here to keep you entertained during this unprecedented offseason.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
This is Sirius XM's Sports from the Sidelines, Pro Wrestling Triple Threat on Sirius XM Fight Nation. Today, Busted Open's Dave LaGreca is joined by three ladies who are paving the way for females in all elite wrestling. Here is your host, Dave LaGreca, along with our panel, AEW's Nyla Rose, Britt Baker, and Big Swole.
Welcome to Busted Open Sports on the Sidelines, Triple Threat, talking AEW with three amazing women that are joining our show today, our roundtable here on Sports on the Sidelines, Triple Threat. How about this? Somebody who's gained a lot of momentum over the last couple of months on AEW Dynamite on Wednesday nights on TNT. Big Swole is in the house. Big Swole. We have also Dr. Britt Baker, as I referred to, Dr. Britt Baker. Welcome to the show. And of course, your AEW Women's Champion, Nyla Rose.
Oh, hi.
Well, welcome all. First of all, to all three of you, and we'll start with Big Swole. Like, how is everything going? How is it for you during what everyone is coming to as challenging times?
It's great, honestly. I guess for some, it's a problem, but for my family, it's just been a blessing just to have the downtime. And my daughter's finishing up her first year of kindergarten, so we're super excited to get everything in the home stretch. So it's been great.
Dr. Britt Baker?
I didn't realize how much I needed a break until I actually got a break. Obviously not under these circumstances do I wish it was happening, but the dental office is closed and we're not traveling as much, and just to be able to like get 8 hours of sleep is amazing, to eat, get all my meals in when I'm supposed to go to the gym at not 10 o'clock at night. So it's a nice little break, but I'm also getting antsy and stir crazy, and I miss the fans more than anything.
And your AEW Women's Champion, Nyla Rose, how you dealing with everything?
It's going to sound crazy, but to piggyback, definitely the same thing. It's we're on the grind so much. It's really a welcome break. Hate the circumstances, but you know, our bodies, I'm sure, are grateful that we're getting a little bit of time to recuperate and, you know, get a bit of a regular routine in.
You know, and it's funny hearing from all of you, and all of you've kind of had very similar answers as far as just being able to be home and kind of catching your breath, because for AEW, it's been 7 months of just nonstop and such momentum building. So in a lot of ways, it's, you don't want to kill the momentum, but you need to take a breath. And it seems, especially you, Dr. Britt Baker, you mentioned that, it just being able to kind of get back and take a breath.
Yeah, of course. And it's like I said, we're all enjoying the break, but it also kind of came at like a terrible time because we had some of our biggest shows lined up in Newark, Rochester, even Double or Nothing. It was like 14,000 tickets sold. So it's like we're getting that big momentum, and now it's like, ugh. But hopefully when everything, you know, kind of goes back to normal, that we're right back where we left off and the fans are just jonesing to get back in the arena like we are.
And Big Swole, on a personal level, because you just mentioned you're a mom and you have somebody that's in kindergarten, and now schooling is completely changed in our world right now. I have a 16-year-old, so big difference between 16 that I want to hurt physically and then, you know, dealing with somebody that's in kindergarten. Like, it is kind of weird in this state that we're in that everyone is, A, working from home and then also schooling from home as well.
Oh, yeah, it's insane. Like, I already had an immense amount of respect for the teachers, but now I'm just like, oh, the patience it takes to deal with your own child every minute of every day. They want something. They're hungry. I'm her secretary. And I was like, I'm a superstar, but now I'm just a secretary.
Girl, big same.
Yeah. I'm a glorified cook, you know, wife. No time for myself. I look a mess. Hair not done. Ain't nobody. Can't look like Nyla. That's champ.
Girl, this is a wig. This is a wig. Well, girl, we had the cold coming on. I ain't had time to do my hair. For me.
You remember them braids I had in for Black History Month? These the same ones. I, look, if I had this meeting, I would have took these mugs out.
I'm about to get mine in.
See, next week though. Next week.
Listen, all three of you, your hair looks fantastic. I haven't gotten a haircut since January, so I kind of look like the big ragu. For those who have seen Laverne and Shirley, probably know you have, but I kind of look like the big ragu. So please, when you're talking about hair, don't even mention it. All right.
But Big Swole, great.
Thank you. Thank you. Big Swole, you said it, but though, even being at home and being a wife and being a mother, like, it really is nonstop. Like, when you're out on the road, you're focused and concentrated on your career in a lot of ways. But now that you're home, there's no way to get out of that situation. You really are working nonstop on a personal level.
Oh, yeah. It's completely nonstop because someone always wants something from you. So I guess Big Swole is on the back burner right now. Right now, I'm just mom, wife, Ariel.
I don't know who Ariel is, but Dr. Britt, yeah,
who she ever beat?
Too, you have your practice and your practice in the ring. You said that you're able to take a little bit of a step back and take a breather, but at the same time, you know, you mentioned that you're itching and that you're not used to this type of situation. Is there a time where, like, enough's enough, where it's like, all right, I've had enough. It's time for me to get out of this apartment, get out of this house, and start getting back on the road again?
Yeah, I mean, I think that has that time has come and gone. We're all ready to get out of the house because it's you get the break, you appreciate it, and then you want to move on from the break because we're all go-getters. We're all crazy people. We all want to be doing more than we can handle. That's just the nature of the beast of a wrestler, I think. And I think everybody wants to be in the ring and wrestling and traveling again, you know, when it's safe to. I just think I speak on behalf of everybody.
All right, so Dr. Britt Baker, what do you do Wednesday nights? Do you watch wrestling or maybe do you go play Monopoly? Or so do you do something different? I mean, is there fights and arguments on Wednesday nights for you?
In my house, no, we watch AEW.
Okay.
All the time. We don't change the channel when I'm home.
And for you, champ, Nyla Rose, like for you, you know, being home, because you are the champion, you have the title. You're somebody that, you know, kind of in this last 7 months has gone on such a ride. And now being where you rightfully deserve being a champion, what's it like for you not being on the road and being home, knowing what you were able to accomplish just before this all started?
It's definitely a double-edged sword. You know, like I said, it's a welcome break from all the rigmarole of running around and constantly on the go, 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 go. Body definitely appreciates the break, but at the same time, you get antsy, you're like, you start having different anxieties, you know, like, do I even remember how to wrestle? Like, am I going to have ring rust when I get back? And then just the feeling of it all, you start to miss that. You had so much momentum behind you and then just whap, cut off, you know, and you don't know how it's going to be when you get back or, you know, how everything is going to acclimate to that. So it's a little bit of a worry, but a little bit of a break. And we're just taking it day by day, trying to find that peace and get back.
Dr. Britt Baker, now for me as a talk show host, like I'll have nightmares that, you know, the show will be going on and I'm not getting any phone calls and no one's listening. And then, you know, I'm the host of Busted Open. So there's always going to be phone calls and there's thousands upon millions of people listening to the show. But, you know, like what Nyla Rose just said, that sometimes you kind of doubt yourself because you're not able to do it. Do you have any of those thoughts during this time?
Of course. But I've actually been lucky enough to be on the promo end of stuff right now. And I have my dental office in Orlando where we've been filming tons of content, which is so much fun. Ridiculous fun. So I feel like I'm very fortunate right now to have my dental office because that is just, it's a stage for more promos.
Yeah. And Big Swole, how about you? Because you really had a lot of momentum going on before this happened. So do you kind of doubt yourself at all during this time when you're stuck at home?
Oh no, I know it. When I get back on TV, I'm just going to beat Brittany up, so because she splashed coffee in my face. So I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that, you know, the ass whooping is coming. So really,
they gotta remember who you are first. So
oh no, they know who I am. They're still trying to figure out who you are. Are you a doctor?
Keep going. I'm
trending every week.
You know what? This ain't none of your business, Nyla. We come for you next.
Okay.
Well, now
you ain't
just
even on the rankings, but all right.
Now you know what? I should have been on them rankings a long time ago. My record was good enough.
I also disagree with these rankings. I don't know about these rankings because I've been behind Yuka for months now, and I haven't seen her around. So I'm a little upset about these rankings too.
Yeah, talk to somebody.
Well, the rankings are based on wins and losses, so I think they're pretty clear cut and dry. All right, when we come back. And thank you so much for getting to it on a personal level, what's going on with this virus. But when we come back, let's get into what's exactly happening in the ring and on AEW Dynamite each and every Wednesday night on TNT. We'll do that with Dr. Britt Baker, Big Swole, and your AEW Women's Champion, Nyla Rose. We're back here on Sports on the Sidelines, Triple Threat, Busted Open Edition.
This is SiriusXM's Sports from the Sidelines. Pro Wrestling Triple Threat on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
Hear from the biggest names around the league on NBA Insiders.
It's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr.
You know, the climb is, in many ways, the most fun part of the ride. Before you've ever been there, the climb itself is euphoric. And the energy that you feel every day, nobody can touch that.
Hear Jason Jackson and Amin El-Hassan every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, only on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Sirius 207, XM 86.
This is SiriusXM's Sports from the Sidelines, Pro Wrestling, a triple threat roundtable featuring All Elite Wrestling's Nyla Rose, Britt Baker, and Big Swole. Here's your host, Dave LaGreca.
Welcome back to AEW Triple Threat Sports from the Sidelines, Busted Open Edition, and we're here with Dr. Britt Baker, Big Swole, and of course your AEW Women's Champion, Nyla Rose. And we talked about what you guys are dealing with on a personal level. Let's talk about what you're doing each and every Wednesday night. And Dr. Britt Baker, you mentioned about the amazing promos that you've been able to cut. How have you been able to adapt, like, no crowd for AEW, other than the wrestlers that are on the roster around the ring? The one thing that we talk about a lot on Busted Open, whether it's myself, Bully Ray, Mark Henry, or Tommy Dreamer, we always talk about how when it comes to AEW, the amazing crowds that you guys perform in front of every Wednesday night, you know, 10 to 15,000 fans, you're going to have such a big crowd in Newark, New Jersey, but now you're doing it in an empty ring. Dr. Britt Baker, how have you been able to adjust to that?
Right. So I will say, even having the very few talent that we do ringside makes all of the difference. And I'm probably biased, but even watching all the different programs, I just think it makes it a more alive show, having chit chat chanting on the sideline. With that being said, when you're actually in the ring, you miss the fans, especially when your nose is busted open and there's blood pouring down in your mouth. You're like, oh my God, there's no fans here. My face is burning. It won't stop bleeding. But with that being said, it's you have to just channel in the back of your mind that it's for the fans. There's still hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people watching at home. And you should always kind of be catering more towards the people at home too, because there's more people at home than there are in the arena. So you're really just kind of finding the cameras more than hyper aware of that more than anything.
And Nyla Rose, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Wrestling is such this weirdly unique sport where, like, you know, basketball, football, you kind of ignore the fans, but, you know, I'm sure you feed off the energy somewhat, you know, you can't help but do that. But wrestling, that's a main ingredient of what makes wrestling so beautiful, are the fans. So not having them there, it's a bit weird. But if I can and talk a little bit about a subculture, a subgenre of the indie scene, anybody who's done customs is accustomed to working without a crowd. It's the same thing. So, I think I'm going to handle it perfectly.
Big Swole, your thoughts?
I think that this is an easy transition, especially like Nana said, for people who have been on the indies beforehand. I believe that this is a true testament to if you know your craft, you will do well. If you know exactly the ins and outs and the psychology of actually of wrestling, and you're about that life and you're about the actual art form of it, the art, you know, portion of it, then you will be perfectly fine with doing it. Of course, you'll miss the roar of the crowd and everything, especially with how I am and my personality. I feed off that crowd at all times. But at the same time, when I'm in there, I'm in the zone. So
now, something that I talk about on Busted Open every Thursday, and I'm not just saying it because you're my guest today and because we're doing this roundtable discussion, but if you listen on Thursdays, you'll hear me say this each and every week since this whole thing has started. I think AEW has adjusted so much better than any other show. Like, honest to goodness, because crowd was a big part of it. The energy was a big part of it. To see those big LaGreca heads that you see behind me at each and every show was fun watching on TV. But you guys have been able to keep the momentum going being entertainment television. Now, a lot of it has to do with the fact that there are some wrestlers around the ring, and even add a little bit of story to what's going on in the ring as well. But you've been highly entertaining. Dr. Britt Baker, you mentioned those segments that you have taped in your offices. The back and forth with you and Tony Schiavone have been gold. Like, you have really been able to keep this show entertaining during this pandemic.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes behind who runs the show, literally, is Tony Khan. And he's such a grasp of what fans want right now. And he's the brains behind everything that you see in AEW. Everything goes through him. I've been working a lot, too, with Cody, as well as Tony Schiavone, actually. And Cody, too, I mean, he can wrestle three times and then produce this segment and then help with this promo. Like, he's... honest, I hate to say a jack of all trades. That being said, he's also a terrible person. He harasses me on the sidelines at AEW. But I also think that a lot of our show's hype has been behind our commentary recently too, having Chris Jericho and Tony on commentary. It's the team you never knew you wanted. Like, they're absolutely amen. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I've mentioned this. I mentioned this to Cody one of the last times he was on, that, you know, I'm not going to put it on that level, but it does remind me, for a lot of old school wrestling fans, like a Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan. Like, it didn't matter what was going on in the ring. It was so entertaining that you wanted to hear what they had to say. And one other thing too, and I want to get your guys' takes on this as well, is the fact that you've embraced of what's going on. You know, a lot of shows have kind of just done business as usual, and they haven't really talked about what we're all dealing with in our world. And the fact that you have, you know, segments where you're on your phones and segments where you're doing, you know, social media and TikTok, and, you know, we've seen it with, you know, with all the different dances that have been going on with the Inner Circle and all that. But, you know, Big Swole, it does seem like AEW has embraced, you know, what we're all doing, like being on Zoom. Like, we're doing this interview now. We're not doing it live in studio in New York. We're doing it on Zoom. And it seems like AEW has embraced that as well.
I believe it's one of those things where if there's a will, there's a way. And that's what AEW capitalizes on, is they're very good at adapting and giving people what they want and having entertainment. It's just, we have that freedom to do what we need to do in order to keep the ship running. And it is great because you have all these people who have such creative ideas. And when you have that freedom and you have creativity, pure creativity, and you're allowed to express it in whatever form you want to, this is like the perfect time for people who have that certain energy, who have that mind frame, you know? And I believe that's just what AEW is doing. We're just allowing everyone to be creative in their own way.
And Nyla Rose, do you feel like this show has been entertaining the way it's been presented the last couple months?
Absolutely, without question. You know, we hit the ground running when getting AEW off the ground, and it's always been a party atmosphere. So, you know, along with everything that's already been said, I think that is a big part of it. You know, it's silly to ignore what's going on when everyone's aware, everyone's hyper aware of what's going on. It's just silly to kind of act like it isn't, you know, so... What's the old adage? Make it part of the show, as they say. Roll it in there, keep the party going, try to lift everybody's spirits and keep that party rolling, you know?
The perception from the outside, and at the end of the day, I'm a talk show host and I'm a fan of AEW. On the outside, it looks like you guys are having fun while you're working on Wednesdays. And when you see somebody having fun, you're going to have fun. do you have that creative freedom? Like, do you have, like, you know, Dr. Britt Baker, do you have that freedom of creativity where you can say, you know what, let's do something with Tony Schiavone. Let's do something in my offices.
Absolutely. I think that's too, is a huge part of our success, is we have so much creative input in our own characters, because no one knows your character better than you. But we also have the help and guidance of people who are way more experienced with promos and television and delivery and live interviews. Thank God I have Tony Schiavone next to me, because I've never done a live interview in my life. But I just think that it's our teamwork really is what makes this all tick and makes it a success.
Now, you may not know this from my ruggedly handsome looks and my cool glasses that I have on, but I was not the cool kid. Now, AEW is the cool show. Like, when to us as wrestling fans, AEW's on Wednesday is the cool show. So for the champ, Nyla Rose, you know, what's it like being a part of what everyone perceives as being cool?
It's a hell of a ride. You know, I got, especially, you know, like you in high school, getting bullied, getting picked on, never thinking I'd make it this far. And now I'm kind of the talk of the town. The envy of doctors and swoles. So it's pretty damn cool.
By the way, Big Swole is entertaining just watching while doing this interview. Shows a lot of different expressions. You're just having a blast, right, Big Swole?
I am. I'm not like, keep changing them glasses, and I'm just like, oh my Lord. I try to keep it together, but this woman here is dying.
What you talking about? What?
So for those who are just listening and not watching, so Nyla, how many pairs of sunglasses do you have?
In front of me or all together?
Wow.
All together.
Quite a few. Look, I tell you what, I got most of them for free. As crazy as that sounds, I used to work at a gym, and our policy was anything left in the gym over, what, I think 90 days is trash. Trash is public property. So I'm the sunglass queen now. Hey.
God. So what you saying, you stealing?
Can't steal if it's public property.
Uh-huh, sure.
Questionable sure. Behaviors from the champion.
Stealing the show.
And that's your AEW Women's Champion. All right, when we come back, speaking of champions, let's talk about the AEW Women's Division, which is gaining a lot of momentum, even during these tough times. And we'll do that more back on AEW Triple Threat Sports from the Sidelines, Busted Open Edition, right here when we're back on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
You're listening to SiriusXM's Sports from the Sidelines, Pro Wrestling Triple Threat on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
The Ak and Barak Show.
It's either make the big fights happen, fighters take less money, or stand their ground and wait till we get to a point where their audiences. That might not happen for another year. The big fighters like AJ, like Canelo, all of these big names, are they willing to wait a year without fighting? Can the networks deal with that? Can the promoters deal with that?
And eventually it's going to come down to the point where you either take it or you leave it. There's no more money for you to get.
The Ak and Barak Show, weekdays from noon till 3 Eastern, only on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
Here is your host, Dave LaGreca, along with our panel, AEW's Nyla Rose, Britt Baker, and Big Swole.
Welcome back to AEW Triple Threat Sports from the Sidelines, right here on Busted Open SiriusXM Fight Nation. We're here with Dr. Britt Baker, Big Swole, and your AEW Women's Champion, Nyla Rose. And one thing that we have to get into during this roundtable, especially the last few months on AEW Dynamite, and some may say, like it or not, it's because of who's the champion right now, but there is a lot of momentum with the AEW's women's division. So let me talk to the champ first. You know, how proud are you about how good and how much has changed with the AEW women's division right now?
I'm over the moon. You know, obviously being at the top, like, how could you not look at this thing? Isn't she gorgeous? Oh my God. It's just so beautiful.
Belt. It's nice.
So beautiful. Definitely over the moon. You know, we've grown leaps and bounds. We've got some amazing talent on the roster, you know, eyes on the, well, unfortunately no indies at the moment, but eyes are out there constantly scouting. So we've got more great talent lined up. But like you said, grown by leaps and bounds since the day one. Everybody kind of had something to say when we first got on the scene. You see so many comments online. Now that's kind of quelled because we've had the opportunity to go out there and show what we can do. People see that we can hang. So it's grown this much in this short of time. We're not even technically a year old yet. Imagine where we're going to be a year from now.
Yeah, and people seem to forget that this show started in October.
Exactly.
And with all the changes that have happened over the last couple of months, it seems like AEW's been around for so long because of the success of the show, but it's been such a short period of time. And Dr. Britt Baker, I can see in your face that you have a lot to say, not only about the women's division, but about AEW Women's Champ Nyla Rose.
So on the topic of the success, recent success of the women's division, I'm going to be totally transparent and say I am the driving force behind that. And me coming into my, you know, who I am as a role model, my promos, my interviews, my match with Sheeta, even though she cheated, broke my nose, I lost. Fans are tuning in for me. And they're not changing the channel because of me. They see my face come on and they're like, oh my God, Britt Baker. They're tweeting about it. I'm trending every single week. So the champ is who the champ is, but who's the draw here?
Excuse me, I'm just gonna put these on real quick so I could just like whip them off.
Okay.
Champ, what do you say to that?
Actions speak louder than words, and this quarantine ain't gonna last forever, sugar bumps. When we get back in the ring, I hope your money's where your mouth is.
That's fine. That's fine. If you remember how.
She got jokes. Okay.
Big Swole, what are your thoughts about this? About the division, you had a lot of momentum. You know, mm-hmm. What do you think right now when it comes to the women's division? And about Dr. Britt Baker saying she's the face of the women's division. And of course, Nyla Rose, your AEW women's champion.
Broken face.
Well, right. I love our women's division, in all honesty. I think it's great. We have a really good talent pool, and they're just so creative and such nice women, except for Brittany. You know what? Brittany's kind of nice. She was nice when she first started, but then now she's just a dentist, and no one likes a dentist. No one likes going there. No one likes getting their teeth cleaned. No one likes doing anything like that, unless you get in a grill, and she knows nothing about that because she's pasty. So moving on, she's not the face of anything. She's just a heel. She's just boiled bologna breath Brittany Baker, and our champion, she's great. That was awesome. She's one of the only people where I had a formidable opponent when we actually fought. You know, I felt like I had to give it my all. Everybody else, especially Brittany.
Yeah, but no one was talking about you until you interrupted my interview. So as the face of the division, I made you relevant too.
Well, actually, the only thing they were saying about you was bad things. They were talking about me, and it was actually in a pretty good light. Yeah.
We'll let her think it.
All right, when you look at this division, obviously there's a lot of angst and there's a lot between the three of you right now, and it's understandable. And with you, Dr. Britt Baker, and you mentioned about the face, and you mentioned about that scene too where you got bloodied, and I appreciate the promo when you mentioned Busted Open. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're always thinking. And it became a T-shirt. And I knew when I saw that image that it would be a T-shirt. Are you always thinking of those things as well? It's not what just happens in the ring, but what happens outside the ring too.
As soon as I saw that picture, I contacted Ryan from Pro Wrestling Tees and said, we need to get this on a shirt and we need to put it in the KISS font because of Chris Jericho's epic commentary. So then lo and behold, it became the top selling, first ever female top selling T-shirt in Pro Wrestling Tees history.
Wow. Congratulations on that. Mm-hmm. And for you, Nyla Rose, as champion, is there a lot more to being champion than just what happens in the ring?
Oh, absolutely. And kind of loop back, that's what I love so much about this company is we not only have the creative freedom, but we are encouraged to express that creative freedom. Sometimes I have too much damn creative freedom because they tell me, Nyla, we can't do that. There's no budget for that. We gotta tone that down a little bit. So it's just nice and welcome that people back you, they support you, they encourage you, they want you to be the best that you can be.
And I can understand that, because I think one of the things that's great about pro wrestling, what's great about AEW right now, is we're invested in the characters and the personality and also the individuals. Because when you look at the three of you, you are so different individually. You know, Big Swole, for you, you know, being a mom, you know, and having a family, like, I would think, Big Swole, there's a lot of fans of yours that find that very, very inspirational.
Oh, yeah. Just being able to juggle and be more than just, I'm just not just a wrestler. You know, I am a mother. I am a veteran. I am a wife. You know, I have to take time for myself as well. And with also having Crohn's disease and going through that as well, it's just, it's a lot to take on, but I'm up for the challenge.
And Nyla, we've talked about this when you were in studio not too long ago, about that you're extremely inspirational for obvious reasons as well. You know, I talked about my daughter being, you know, gender fluid, and what an inspiration to be able to see someone like you on their TV and be able to root for somebody like you, and that you have that position where you are a champion and you can be that goal that can be achieved, because it wasn't that long ago that would have been impossible.
For sure. And I'm going to say this ad nauseum till I'm blue in the face. Representation matters. You know, in our company, yeah, you got, you know, Baloney Brittany over there, DMD, D-U-M-B-A-S-S, or whatever, however you say it.
Can you handle it?
Whatever. But, you know, yeah, we have people of every walk of life on the roster. You know, half of the daggone thing is women of color. Where else do you see that? Where do you see such representation? It's absolutely amazing. And I can't even put it into words how it makes me feel to be a part of such a roster, if I'm being totally honest.
Now, Nyla, when you go into the ring and you're on TV and the camera's on you, could that be a burden? Is there pressure on you? Do you think of those things, or is it just you're dealing with the business at hand?
A little from column A, a little from column B. You know, your mind's going 10 million miles a minute. But we've done this, we've trained to the point where a lot of it becomes second nature. So you can kind of turn that bit off. You know, when you're walking to the ring, you got so much going on through your head. You don't want to let anybody down. You want to make sure you're representing whoever you're there to represent to the best of your ability. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there, you got to do the job at hand, you got to take care of business, and you got to, you know, preserve yourself. And right now, I'm trying to preserve myself as the contender, as not the contender, but the champion. You know, we have all these contenders lined up, and I got to knock them down. I got to keep my position solid.
And Dr. Britt Baker, somebody who is a professional, someone who chose to do this profession where you had other options, you know, someone that, you know, demands respect, because, you know, all jokes aside, you do demand that respect inside and outside the ring. So, you know, when I look at somebody like you and what you've been able to achieve, I mean, those were lofty goals that, and you have to be proud of yourself by your achievements.
For sure. And I think a lot of people, especially in the generations before us, kind of gave up everything to pursue professional wrestling. They was like, they got to be on the road nonstop. They got to be training. You got to move here. But now I think that there's so many different opportunities present and here, there, everywhere that you can pursue an education while you're being, I mean, you can, I'm living proof of it. You can even a doctorate degree and be a professional wrestler on television. And I hope too, to kind of inspire more people to do that, because one day wrestling will end, unfortunately for all of us, but my education is never going to leave me. I have that degree forever.
Three just amazing individuals on our roundtable today. Okay, when we come back on Sports from the Sidelines, AEW Triple Threat, we'll get some final thoughts. We'll look into the future of the women's division with AEW. And you know what? My future with AEW. We'll do all that when we're back right here on a very special edition of Busted Open.
This is SiriusXM's Sports from the Sidelines. Pro Wrestling Triple Threat on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156.
Your home for all things combat sports is SiriusXM Fight Nation. Start your day with Hall of Fame Pro Wrestling Talk on Busted Open.
Respect these men and women that build the business.
Then, the Auk and Barak Show keeps you up to date on all things boxing.
Boxing is the theater of the unexpected.
And MMA guru Luke Thomas has you covered for mixed martial arts.
Joe Rogan is the most important influencer in all of MMA.
The fight game broken down like nowhere else. Only on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
This is SiriusXM's Sports from the Sidelines, Pro Wrestling. Here's your host, Dave LaGreca, along with our special guest panel, AEW's Nyla Rose, Britt Baker, and Big Swole.
Welcome back to AEW Triple Threat Sports from the Sidelines, Busted Open Edition, right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation. We're here with just three wonderful supreme athletes in your AEW women's champion Nyla Rose, Dr. Britt Baker, and Big Swole, who's got momentum building on AEW Dynamite each and every single Wednesday. And of course, you can watch AEW Dynamite each and every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. And we talked about the AEW women's division. We talked about how entertaining AEW Dynamite has been. We talked about the records that have been broken. And again, a lot of people forgetting that this is a company that's only been on TV for around 7 months, which is incredible when you look at the success of this show. You know, when you look at the future of the AEW women's division, you know, let's go to the champion first, Nyla Rose. You know, what do you want to see happen with the women's division once we get to the other side of this pandemic?
I want to see a lot of bodies on the mat. I just want to run through them all, keep this title as long as I possibly can. Heck, we might even need to get a second title for the women. I don't know, because this one, I got no plans to let this one go.
So you look at the competition the way that it is right now, and you think, Nyla, you can be a champion for a long time.
Yeah, damn straight.
All right. So, Big Swole, when you hear that, what comes to your mind when you think about the women's division, when you think about the future of the women's division, and how good that championship title would look around your waist?
One, I feel like Nyla lying. She lying on all of us.
How?
Secondly, well, because, I'm going to tell you how you lying. You lying because you said that you're going to hold that championship for a long time and ain't nobody going to beat you. Well, you know damn good well that I'm going to beat you for that championship. You know it. You said you got plans. You got plans, huh?
You got to get in the ranking first.
Hold up. First of all, only thing I'm lying on is my gorgeous bed. Second of all, put your money where your mouth is, just because you hit me with the swole foods one time. What did George Bush say once? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, can't fool me again. Woman?
What? What you gonna do? I tell you what. I'm gonna roll up at Brittany's job. I'm gonna beat her down, and then I'm gonna come and get you, and then it's gonna be all Gucci.
The most expensive security you'll never get through.
At a dentist office.
I'm a famous celebrity role model. You think I just let anybody walk in? No, they're screening everything.
You're a dentist in Florida.
Right.
Right.
In Florida.
You live in New Jersey or something?
Anybody can get
Florida.
Right, anyways. But I'm so famous, everybody wants to meet me right now, that it's getting overwhelming. And it's for my own safety and the safety of my workers.
Okay.
Dr. Britt Baker, did I hear you say something about New Jersey?
She's coming at me for where I live, and I don't even know where she lives. But if, yeah, New Jersey, I'm going to be real, I don't like it.
Have you seen Florida? Anytime anything happens on the news, it's in Florida.
I just want to come and say something about my state. Listen, if you don't like it, don't come down here. All right? Don't vacation down here. Don't have no spring break. Don't come down to Miami. Don't come down to the Yayo. Don't come to Jacksonville. Don't come to Orlando. Don't come to Disney.
You leave Miami and Disney out of this. Those are great, wonderful places.
You talking about Florida. That's all. That Florida Pittsburgh man originated.
Is the alpha. I will say Pittsburgh is just the shining gem of the United States of America. But
Pittsburgh, girl, Schmitzburg.
Please. Pittsburgh ain't been shining nothing since Roethlisberger got in trouble.
Hello, DC in the house, capital of the whole nation.
This is.
Have you people ever even been to Secaucus, New Jersey? My God, it's such a beautiful place. Anyway,
I stay away.
All right, so when you look at this, division, and there is other talent than you, and quite honestly, thank you all three of you for being a part of this roundtable today, because I think you bring so much to the table for not only women's wrestling but for pro wrestling in general, and a big reason why people need to watch AEW if they haven't already on TNT is because of Dr. Britt Baker and Big Swole and Nyla Rose. So I thank you not only for being a part of the show, but also your contributions to pro wrestling in general. But Dr. Britt Baker, like when you talk about the women's division, and we talk a lot about what you do in the ring, what you've been doing on the microphone, the change of character that you have had, and like your change in personality, and that's no small feat. To be able to get trending, to be able to have people talking about you, like, how were you able to do that in such a short period of time where you honestly have become one of those people that are must talk, must watch each and every Wednesday night on TNT?
It's a lot of diving into you really have to own in on the character you want to be and just multiply that times 1,000. And then hopefully it'll come across how you want it to, because you have to be over the top. That's mm-hmm. professional wrestling with anything. I also have the most, like the best help possible like I said, Tony Khan, Cody Rhodes, Kenny, Jericho, Tony Schiavone. So the army behind me is just the best of the best.
And Nyla, you know, not just being champion, but did you find that there's a lot of mentors in AEW? Have you found that there's a lot of people that were an inspiration for you and that helped you along the way, especially the last 7 to 8 months?
Oh, without a doubt. Like, you know, like you've said a million times, everybody there wants every part of this product to be the absolute best. It's just kind of crazy to me. People that you've looked up to or, you know, idolized in some way or just were a fan of, to have a genuine interest in you and in your career and want to help you progress to that level. That is the wildest thing in the world to me. Like the first time Jericho or Arn Anderson came up to me and said, hey, you know, and just gave me some positive words, some encouragement, that absolutely blew my mind. You know, I didn't go to them. I didn't have to go to them. They took it, the initiative. They came up to me and struck up conversation, you know, and I'm glad they did, because I was too daggone nervous to do it myself.
And when you look at this women's division right now, and a lot of people don't even like the term women's division. A lot of things that we've seen over the last year is like anyone can compete for a championship. You know, do you think it's time for like more intergender wrestling? Do you need the confines of just the women's division?
I don't look at it so much as the confines. I think there's some power in that. There's some power in having a women's division. Again, the representation, showing that we can break down barriers, that we can carry a show, that we can do this, that, and the other. There's absolute power in that, and I don't see anything wrong with having the separation. To answer your question about the intergender matches, it's something that's always happened, and I would love to see more of that on the bigger stage, but that's not my call to make. But hopefully, somewhere down the line, we will see a little bit of a tide shift.
All right. Now, I'm glad that you're able to be a part of this show, all of you, Britt Baker, Dr. Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, Big Swole, thank you so much for the time. I'm glad that I was picked to be the moderator for this show, because I don't know if you heard, but Cody Rhodes called into Busted Open and has banned me from AEW. And it's based on something silly. And I want to get all your takes on it. Cody Rhodes, great wrestler. What he's done with AEW, tremendous. But he loves bad movies. And let me give you an example of that. The Lord of the Ring movies would be an example of that.
I never saw them.
Yeah, exactly. The Star Wars movies. And based on my opinion on the Lord of the Rings movies and Star Wars, I have been officially banned from AEW? No. Your thoughts?
No, that's ridiculous. And like, you know, we put Cody over enough in this chat. We've made it, and we can get paid this week now. Cody is an uneducated bum. He's a thug with a neck tattoo, and he says he does the do the work, do the work. How are you doing the work when you're sitting all week watching a Star Wars episode? Because that's how long it takes. No, people like me, we don't have time to sit around and watch Star Wars until we accomplish everything we want. The women's champion. You know, I want to have my dentist office as successful as it can be. We don't have time to do that kind of bullshit.
Big Swole, your thoughts?
No, I'm overriding Cody Rhodes, and you can come back to the shows.
So you're letting me back in.
I'm letting you back in as my personal guest.
Thank you, Dr. Britt Baker.
And I'll tell Tony Schiavone he will also be expressing my same viewpoints, whether he knows that or not.
Big Swole, what are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on the Lord of the Rings and Star Wars?
Well, Lord of the Rings, no. I played like Shadow of Mordor and on like the PlayStation 4. That's the closest to Lord of the Rings I've ever come. And as far as Star Wars, I watched a couple of them, but I won't spend a whole bunch of time watching them. That's more of Nyla's bag. You see, I got other things to do besides watch that every day. You know, I got a kid and a husband, you know.
And here's the thing, Nyla Rose, you're the champion. You know, you're AEW Women's Champion. I was banned. I've been banned from AEW. Now, Dr. Britt Baker's
kind enough
to kind of lift that ban. But Nyla Rose, because of my opinion on a certain movie, I get banned from by Cody. I get banned? Seriously?
Yeah, it's rules. Shit opinion. I agree with Cody. I'm going to re-ban you because you're talking smack about great American cinema.
No, my opinion trumps all because I've had the highest ratings of the women's division in the past month. So therefore, he's allowed in.
But who the champ, though?
Oh, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. He's allowed in, and there's nothing anybody can say about it. Not Nyla, not Cody Rhodes, nobody.
Well, I guess Cody said he can't come. You said that he can. Nyla said that he can't come. I guess it's up to me. You give me $5, I'll let you through the door.
I mean, could I owe you? Can I give you an IOU?
Cash App, brother.
But, I mean, right. There's a pandemic going on. You think I can go to the ATM? You think I'm using the ATM during
this pandemic? You can sell it. I'm pretty sure there's a collectible somewhere in there you can sell it. Put it on Let Go.
Well, I mean, let's see if the band sticks. Jericho called in as well. He was very upset about my opinions on Star Wars as well. So, I mean, those are two big names in AEW. So we'll see if this band's lifted. At least I have you, Dr. Britt Baker, that was on my side.
I have the highest education of any of those people. So the ban is lifted.
Thank you, Dr. Britt Baker. At least I could depend on you, and I really appreciate that. Honestly, for all three of you, what you've been able to accomplish with AEW and with this women's division. So, Dr. Britt Baker, I'll have you for a final thought on what you think about AEW, the direction, and obviously about the AEW women division right now.
I think it's full speed ahead. It's especially during these difficult times, just to show you how we're rising through the adversity. I think it's going to just carry on forward, especially when we can get our fans back in the audiences. I think they are going to be so as excited as we are to have them there moving forward. And I think that we are going to be piling into the arenas with all the fans. We're going to have sellout shows, and hopefully wrestling world will be back in the state that it should be.
Big Swole.
Same. I just believe that once everything is back in motion, we'll come harder and stronger than ever before. And this is obviously just the first year. I'm excited to see what else we're bringing. Because, I mean, obviously, I know we're just going to crush the competition and keep it moving because we're new, we're innovative, we're creative. And we love what we're doing.
All right. And then I'll leave the champion for last. That's right. The AEW Women's Champion, Nyla Rose. What your thoughts are on the next step with the AEW Women's Division and what you want the fans to know about what we can expect on Wednesday nights.
Man, if you haven't been watching on Wednesday nights, you are doing yourself a disservice. In fact, let me take off these sweet shades I got from my Chris Jericho cruise. Listen, tune in Wednesday nights actions speak louder than words. I could sit here and say this and that, but quite frankly, as much as I hate to admit it, Swole and Baker both, I'm sorry, Dr. Baker, have both hit the nail right on the head. We are full steam ahead. We are the new pretty girl in town. Our roster is better than ever, and we're keep getting better. Tune in. Let's keep this party rolling.
All right. Thank you so much, you know, for you, Big Swole. Appreciate it. Expecting big things from you the rest of the year going into 2021. Appreciate what you're doing on AEW Dynamite each and every Wednesday. For you, Dr. Britt Baker, thank you for doing your best to lift the ban for me. I appreciate that very much. Believe me, we'll be replaying your segment on Busted Open for Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer and Mark Henry. So I'm very appreciative of you right now. And perfect. To the champion, Nyla Rose, thank you, for all three of you. Thank you so much for all you do for the business, for all you do for AEW, and thank you so much for being a part of this roundtable today.
No problem. Thank you for having
me. Thank you.
This has been AEW Triple Threat, Sports from the Sidelines, right here on Busted Open.
For more great SiriusXM Fight Nation specials, search Fight Nation on demand with the SiriusXM app. SiriusXM's Sports from the Sidelines continues next on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156.